Another madman, then struck again. Rain and fire, cross the ocean. Another madman, then struck again.
Round two.
Ayuga. Get over here.
Fight.
Did you watch the new Family Guy?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I had it PVR'd, and I watched it yesterday. Peter gets into a fight with the dry cleaner, the Chinese dry cleaner.
Yeah.
And they get into like a Mortal Kombat style fight with the life bar at the top and everything. So funny.
Well, then we're topical.
Fucking rights we are.
So, let's see. I guess we should. Are we going to splice the old. Or no, you lost the entire recording of last night, didn't you?
I don't know. It's going forever.
So I get, we recorded a podcast last night, and well, we recorded about half of one, and then it, I don't know, what was it, your laptop that shit the bed, or was it just a?
It was a combination of things.
I like how you're just like, I don't really want to fucking talk about it, so.
The laptop just stopped using the internet. I was like, I can't take this shit anymore, and slit its throat and jump off the table.
I'm tapping out for the evening, guys.
Yeah. We're done here. This is happening.
I just decided you're not going to get to do this today, so.
Yeah. Fuck you, and fuck him.
So, I'm guessing that this one's going to be a little bit more bullshit, because I've kind of already gone through the things I was going to say last time, and I'm... I don't know. Okay. I feel like I'm repeating myself.
There's a few cool things we can cover, like the Green Lantern footage that we haven't talked about yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We fucking haven't done a podcast in, like, fucking ages.
It's only been a week.
It's 2 weeks.
Well, we had didn't we have...
It was like a week and a half or something. I don't know. Something got fucked up somehow.
Let me see real quick. All right. We posted... God, these stupid friggin' ads.
It was the 30th.
30th, okay. So that was...
A week and a half.
Did yeah. Okay, we skipped a week. Okay, alright.
That's what I'm telling you. Fucking argue with me while we're on the podcast. Like, no, I don't believe
it. No, you're wrong.
You go to hell. No. Shut up.
No, I know you're wrong.
Yeah, so Green Lantern, everybody got to see that at WonderCon.
Yeah, it was great.
Apparently it was a great way. Except, you know what's fucked up? They did that, and they showed us footage. Apparently they got to see like 10 minutes there, but then they showed us 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And then now they released the photo today, and Green Lantern has toes.
Yeah, I don't. It's just why? it's a detail that you've added. It's a detail that they've added that you'll never see. You'll maybe see it for like what? Maybe a couple seconds.
I don't want to see it. That's just stupid.
Yeah, it's a detail that just didn't need to be designed in there. And I feel like, unfortunately, this is sort of the same situation as Superman Returns, in the sense that. Their costume design is just not up to par, and it seems like they're changing and they're designing things for the sake of designing them, and they're just adding stuff. And it's like, you know, you don't need the costume works. Just give it a, you know, just do it justice and make it practical, and you'd be fine. No, we have to get all fancy with the friggin' CGI.
CGI mask looks like ass, too.
Yeah, it's gotten a little bit better, but it still doesn't work. I think what it's missing is the fact that they have rounded off the nose. I think it does something. It like squares off or rounds off his nose, and the character, you know, the nose is sort of, it's sort of like Batman in a sense, where it comes out in that like triangle point, and I think that gives him sort of an iconic silhouette, you know, in some ways. But this one just, it doesn't even look like it's plastered on. It looks like Photoshop. That's really all it does look like. I would have been fine if they had just taken, for example, like, hell, the Batman and Robin masks that they used in those movies. Like, even those were pulled off better. And these are the people that put friggin' nipples on the Batsuit, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We had nipples last time we did a podcast. We had bat nipples.
Yeah, we did. I forgot about that, too. I was all hopped up on NyQuil, wasn't I? I think.
It was about, we had it coming.
Yeah. We had a good stretch there, so we slipped up a little bit. But yeah, the suit is just, I mean, it's fine. It's all right. It's not the end of the world, but it's really, there's just an over design. And what I think what makes it irritating is you can see a quality suit in there. You can see where it's like, all right, well, if you had done this or if you'd done that, it would have worked. But yeah, it just doesn't mesh well right now.
Like, the footage looked good, but the suit still looks like ass. So it's, you know, they'll win some people over, and others they just won't. I think it would have had the potential to be what Iron Man was in 2008, but they dropped the ball so much now that the best they can hope for is to be better than Jonah Hex.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It could have been what Iron Man was in 2008.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it could have been that breakout hit, but I think they've dropped the ball so much now that the best they can hope for is to be better than Jonah Hex was.
I don't think it'll be that bad.
That's what I mean. Like, it had that level of anticipation, though. Like, it was that low at one point.
Yeah.
And they dropped the ball so much that they're like, well, now we're just coming in above that.
I'm surprised that with the release of the footage, it just seems like they released it to basically stop everyone from crying. And it was, I mean, it was good, but part of me also feels like it might be too little too late, because we got that stuff, and but now we're just getting more screenshots again. These aren't even screenshots. These are like, I almost want to say they look like they're test photos for the CGI suit. But yeah, I was hoping for it to be like Iron Man. I thought, and in fact, I thought they were going to sort of model it in the same direction. But I don't know. Like I told you before, I feel like I'm just sort of not anticipating this movie as much as I was. So hopefully that means I'll go in and see a really good movie and be excited about it. Maybe my expectations will be lowered, and therefore the movie will be better. But we'll see. Just get rid of the toes.
Yeah, the toes fucking suck. I don't like them. Not cool.
I still don't like this friggin' ribbed energy that goes through them, too. It's just,
it's kind of gay.
Yeah.
Not in the great dick-sucking way, either.
I think they missed the shot, too, because I feel like if they had given him a practical suit and then put, like, given him an aura like they do in the comics, I think it would have looked really, really good. But instead, they've wasted a ton of money on these CGI suits that they're still working on. It's like that their complaint, or not their complaint, but their excuse for the reason why we hadn't seen anything was because, oh, we're working on all this footage. I think that's a cop-out, because it's like, like, really? You've been working on this all this time? So you basically, what you're telling us is you didn't plan this out very well at all. You decided, okay, we're going to do this in CGI, and then we're going to do a CGI suit and a mask and all that, and he's going to wear a motion capture suit. And then you did it, And then you realize, crap, we've shot everything. We've got to do this now, and we can't go back and reshoot any of it. Like, it's just not fixable. They're stuck with the CGI suit.
Hmm.
You're just like, the hell with this.
I'm done with you, Green Lantern. You go to hell.
I mean, you could analyze it all day. It's just really, yeah. But I mean, I'll go see it. Yeah, whatever. It doesn't. At least the good side is that the movie, the footage that we're seeing, doesn't look like total crap anymore. So, hopefully, if it's a crappy suit and we get a really good movie, I'll deal with that. As far as the footage goes, I guess we didn't really talk about that though. It was, it seemed pretty cool, and I liked the idea that they were throwing out like fanboy nods everywhere with all the different Green Lanterns. It was nice. I didn't know any of them. I vaguely know some of them. I don't read the comics enough for it to have that aptitude with the stories. But I mean, it was the CGI looked better, and there was a lot more stuff off planet, which I was happy about. But yeah, that's pretty much where I am.
They hired a director for Deadpool. But it's not going to happen. I think that was more or less them trying to keep the rights.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. I
saw it as like legal mumbo-jumbo. It was like, we have to do something with it to keep the rights, so we'll do this, so we'll just keep stalling.
Yeah, because I get the impression that in some ways, Warner Brothers greenlighting a sequel, not greenlighting, but writing a sequel to Green Lantern already is sort of their way of being like, he's ours now.
You go to hell.
but you die.
Yeah, with how much money they've sunk into Green Lantern and with how little they've marketed it, it might end up being a huge underachiever. Like, they might not even greenlight the sequel.
Yeah, that's, I'm starting to feel that way. They might just say cut their losses and not abandon the character altogether, but
it depends though. Like, maybe it doesn't do as well in the box office, but then does huge on home video.
Yeah.
That could be enough to convince them that, hey, you know what? If we get our marketing in gear, number two could be huge.
If it takes a route sort of like how Batman Begins did, because that's how it was. Apparently, they were not getting a sequel. Like, everyone involved was pretty much like, okay, well, that was it. And then it made bank on DVD.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, a lot of people want to see this. So.
Well, it's because everybody'd been so badly burned by Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
When we heard there was a new Batman movie coming out, the only people that knew that it was a reboot or what was going on with it were the fanboys. You know, like, or a select few fucking general audience people knew too. So those people went to it.
And yeah,
then once word spread and it fucking hit video, everyone else gave it a chance. They're like, well, wait a minute, this isn't Batman and Robin. There's no bat nipples. It's okay. We can all come out and watch Batman again. And now we have The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
I just think people were scared to give it a chance because they were so badly burned by Batman before.
Well, you also have to think about it, and it's starting to make me think Warner Brothers marketing is the problem.
Yeah.
Because I remember Batman Begins. I knew about it, like you said, because all the fanboys knew it was happening. But it wasn't really in the consciousness of the mainstream public. Like, people sort of knew about it, but
yeah, we didn't even get TV spots until it was damn near out.
Yeah. And when you look at it, same thing happened with Superman Returns. The marketing was just kind of all over the place. And now we're seeing it again with Green Lantern, where it's just, they seem to, like, they shuffle their feet getting stuff out.
And then, but the thing is, look at The Dark Knight. They pump the marketing out for The Dark Knight.
Yeah, but I also feel like some of that wasn't their doing. not to like blow sunshine up Christopher Nolan's ass or anything, but I get the impression that he had more control on that stuff. Not necessarily saying this is the idea that I want to go with. Like, he didn't come up with the strategy, but I think he had sort of I wouldn't say like final call, but he had input in it. And I get the impression that maybe he was like, you guys screwed up on the last one. Now you're going to have to pimp the hell out of this.
Yeah.
Because I could totally see that. Like, saying, you know, if you want me to come back. Because that seems to be what he does.
It does seem like what he did. He was like, you guys really dropped the ball on that last one. You didn't even trust me to deliver you what I told you I would.
Yeah.
He's like, so this time you're going to have to give me the benefit of the doubt and trust that I'm doing what is best for this franchise. And they were like, okay. And then he gave them $1 billion box office.
Yeah.
And they were like, can we back this truckload of money up onto your front lawn now?
We'll do whatever you want.
He was like, put it in the pool. I am it out for this purpose. I'm going to swim in it. Screw it, duck.
It's the first thing I went to.
Josh Pence is joining the Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, that's...
No one knows who he is.
Yeah, they're adding people left and right, and some people are freaking out over it. Some people are happy about it. I'm kind of at this point, it's like, he gave us a $1 billion movie that was really good. I'm sort of complacent about it. I'm like, I don't want to say that I completely trust Christopher Nolan's plans, but I kind of do.
Just like, drink the Kool-Aid and shut up.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's like, drink his Kool-Aid and shut your mouth. Just come along for the ride.
I like the taste of it the past two times. I'm guessing the third time I will too. So.
Unless I die on this hill with this Kool-Aid, then this cult was no good. I was on to you guys from the beginning.
Yeah. I think the big thing that people should take notice about and actually like prepare themselves for is this won't necessarily be a better film than The Dark Knight. It may not be as good as The Dark Knight at all. It may be on par with Batman Begins.
I think it's going to be what Return of the Jedi was to Empire Strikes Back. And that doesn't mean I'm comparing these movies to Star Wars by any means. I just mean that it'll be a good trilogy that closes it out, but Empire Strikes Back was where it was at.
Yeah, I think you always tend to kind of, when you have a trilogy that ends up kind of working this way, the middle one's always the big one.
Well, it's the arc of the story, right? You get things ramped up, they get awesome, and then they kind of have to come down and come to a close.
Yeah.
That's just how it works. And, like, that's not to take away from Return of the Jedi, because it's just as awesome. It's a wicked movie. But Empire Strikes Back, if I had to choose one of those, I'm like, bam, right away, Empire Strikes Back. And it just, naturally, you would think that. And I think that might be, you know, 10 years from now, people will be like, oh, Dark Knight, hands down.
Yeah.
But you never know. It could, you know, he could change the way things work.
Yeah, never say never with him, absolutely. It comes down to, I'm just sort of... I'm not trusting either way. I'm just sort of Dark Knight was such a good film that I'm just kind of like, all right, well, let him go do his thing, and then I'll worry about it when it comes out.
Yeah. How many third movies are better than the second in a trilogy?
I'm trying to think. I can't think of any trilogy right now other than friggin' Lord of the Rings and Star Wars.
Indiana Jones used to be a trilogy, and then they're going to ruin that.
Well, that's what I'm thinking is like planned trilogies, like movies that had a coherent story running throughout all three films. I don't know. No,
it's hard. Even look at the Godfather. Godfather 3 is a piece of shit.
I don't hate on The Godfather 3 that much. There's
it's like an abortion.
I can go with that. There's bits and pieces of the film that are really good. Like parts of it, you can see it's like, all right, well, if you had stayed with this, it would have worked completely. But you like,
it's like they stuff gave up on the whole concept though. Like they really forgot that it was the mafia, and he kept going on about, oh, I was gonna get out. You're never gonna get out. It's the mafia. That's not how it works. You went from all this realistic mafia shit to, I'm going to get out and be a businessman. It doesn't work that way.
I think the problem with it is I think it's first of all, they need to have just completely stripped that whole subplot of Michael's daughter and
The fucking incest bullshit.
Yeah. Nope. It's not even like the incest thing is gross anyway, but it's not even that bothered me. It was just it's not good. It's not a good plot line. There wasn't really anything to do with yes, at the end there is some sort of connection, but there wasn't really any emotional connection there. So it's like I wasn't invested in it. So it was like, you know, when they got to Italy and they were doing all the stuff with, like, you know, who's going to take over the family or who, when they were dealing with all those different rivalries and everything, that stuff I enjoyed. When they stick to the mafia, that I enjoyed. But when there was the whole, like, really? He had to have a friggin' diabetic incident? Like, I understand that, but did they ever mention that he's diabetic in the past two movies?
No, not even once.
And it just came out of nowhere, and it was just, you know, at first he's in a hospital, then he's in the hotel in Atlantic City, and there's a big action sequence, and then okay, now we're in a hospital. I can't even remember if that comes before or after. I haven't watched it in a long time, but it's incoherent. Anyway, I could talk for days about the trilogy, so.
I love Godfather.
Yeah, I love one and two. I'll watch one and two over and over again.
I got those two on Blu-ray. You know what's funny, dude?
What's that?
Wrong. But I don't think they even released number three on Blu-ray.
No, they did. There's a complete set that you can get.
I just chose to ignore it then. I just chose to act like it didn't exist.
Yeah, because they released them all three separately. But then they also released them as one.
That's what I did. I just bought one and two separately because I wanted to avoid number three.
Yeah.
I just like to pretend it didn't happen. For me, Godfather ends after part two.
Yeah, I kind of accept one and two, and then I can accept, like, the first 20 minutes of three. Because the party scene is kind of cool. Because the opening party scene in three, I like simply because it's sort of it bookends the films in a way. Because, you know, the first one opened up with the wedding at the house, and I think is this other one a wedding? Is the one in three a wedding or is it no? It's
funeral or
no? Michael's getting the what is it called the. He's getting some sort of thing from the Pope. Because remember, he's getting not knighted. I don't know. I don't know what it was. It was some sort of award or medal from the Vatican.
That was even worse than a mobster would get that. That's just downright ridiculous.
And then they get the whole like they tried to shoehorn in the whole like it was that the mafia actually killed the Pope that only lived for like 3 days before he was Pope or after he was Pope.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah. I know some people are probably listening and just thinking, what the hell are they talking about? But yeah, back in, I think, the 60s or 70s, there was a Pope. He was elected Pope. And then I think it was like 20 days later, dude just died. Everyone was just like, what? We got to get a new Pope again already? It's what you pick up when you're Catholic, boys and girls.
Yep. Isn't our current Pope a Nazi?
What's that?
Isn't our current Pope a Nazi?
He was Hitler Youth, but that's... You can't really... Like, that's not the same thing. When you lived... Because I know some of this fact from my fiance's family, her grandmother... actually was German, and she she fled halfway through the war, but she was I think in it as well, simply because, like, if you lived in Germany, they showed up at your door and it was like the kids are joining. It wasn't like you had a choice.
Yeah.
Like if you lived in Germany and then the Nazis came to power and you're still stuck in Germany, you kind of do what the Nazis say. Otherwise, they gun you down. And we also have to think, too, it's like these people, I mean, you're talking to like 13, 14-year-old kids, and they're just being taken off and brainwashed. But luckily she got out. Like I think that was like the turning point. When they tried to start recruiting people, they bolted. I don't know the story, but they somehow escaped and then came to Britain. Or
I don't know how the hell we got onto that, dude.
Oh yeah, dude, wow.
We're talking about trilogies and then the Pope being a nuns.
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous.
Anyway, so where are we at now?
Well, Ra's al Ghul is going to be in The Dark Knight Rises, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty much tells us that Talia will more than likely be in there, like we've thought all along.
Yeah, I agree. It's pretty much a red flag to me.
And it'll probably kick ass. And Zod is the villain in Superman, and it's Michael Shannon.
I'm totally psyched about this. Yet another Oscar nominee to add to the casting list that makes everyone being nominated for an Oscar, with the exception of Henry Cavill.
With the exception of Superman himself.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, why couldn't we get a fucking Oscar Superman too?
I don't know if you'd be able to find...
True.
Usually when you get nominated by that point, your star power is a little too high.
True.
Like, I don't think they'd be able to afford him. But, yeah, I'm super psyched for it.
You know what's funny? He was cast as Superman before, and whatever they offered him before, I don't know. But I bet you he's gotten a hell of a lot more when they offered him this time.
I would imagine so, yeah.
It's kind of fun.
It would seem like a foregone conclusion to try and get that money this time. I would definitely be like, all right, well, you told me this. What was it now? 4 or 5. That was 6 years. Oh, 5 years ago. For well, I guess probably 6 years or so, depending on when the casting was done.
It was quite a while ago. You looking into it?
Ah, screw it. No.
Just disappear. Ah, screw it.
No,
Michael Shannon, when he was talking about it, though, he just seems hilarious.
Yeah, he was cracking me up. I loved the fact that he was like, you want me to do Superman?
He was like, really?
Like, all right.
Love that he didn't act like he was above it, though.
No, yeah. He was like, all right, well, I'll do it.
Yeah, he was like, that sounds awesome. That's like a great way to stay in shape.
Yeah. Which I'm sure they're all. I'm sure they're all going to come out like rock solid. Because the gym that they're using is the same guy that they used for 300. So I imagine everyone that has to get in physical shape is going to get in ridiculous shape.
I would imagine. I remember when you watch the video of him talking about it. It's kind of funny because. I just spaced the fuck out. Oh, when they were talking about the screen test that they had him do with Cavill there, he was talking about how they had him sitting down, then they had him facing each other, they had him standing. Like,
yeah.
They looked like toe-to-toe. Then they had them rolling around on the ground, which I thought was kind of funny.
I guess it was like a mock battle?
Yeah. But that's kind of cool, though, that they wanted to know what they would look like if they were rolling around on the ground punching each other. But I imagine they'd be flying, but it's
yeah.
Very cool that they had that much trouble in the screen test.
See, that's why I could never be an actor, because somebody told me to do that, I would just be like, why?
I don't know. If it was for Superman, I think you'd do it.
I suppose so, yeah. But
I just don't... Like every movie requires them to roll around on the ground and punch someone in the face.
Like...
True. I don't think they try out for Frank Sinatra and they're like, okay, now lay on the ground and bark like a dog. He's like, what? Frank Sinatra, yeah, just do it. We'll explain later. It's going to be great. What's up?
Is that your son?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if
he's standing outside the door yelling.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was like that or it was like, is that his kid or the dog? He's all high pitched. Let's see, where are we? We got
Assad. I don't know.
We glanced over Deadpool.
But... Well, Shane Black's not going to be writing Iron Man 3. We talked about that yesterday, but the podcast disappeared.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's also kind of, I guess you could say, it's not old news, but I think everyone's aware of it, and it seems like a completely asinine decision on Marvel's part, which seems to be their MO these days, so... yeah, that's really all I have to say about that. I'm just kind of tired of Marvel dicking around with people.
Cocksuckers.
I'm curious as to who did the Deadpool artwork that we have up.
I don't know. It looked cool. I'm not sure what else happened. Some stuff. Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw Arthur. But it would have been better to have reviewed it the other day, because now it's like out and everybody knows it sucks.
Yeah.
it totally sucks, though. Have you ever seen the original?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, the original is pretty funny, but the remake is not at all. Nope. I don't even know if I'd recommend to watch it on video, dude.
Wow. Yeah. Is it really like that non-funny?
It's not that bad, but it's just nothing I'd go out of my way to recommend anyone.
It's like, just like cheese and...
Like if nothing else was on, sure, check it out once. You know, check it out because maybe you'll like it. But I have to stop being friends with you if you liked it because it's that stupid. But no, it's just no good. There's a few laughs throughout, but it kind of seemed like he was just doing a Dudley Moore impression for half of it.
That's unfortunate.
It is because he's just a charming, funny guy on his own.
I was going to say, why didn't they just make it, allow him to, maybe they were worried about being compared to the lat, would it get him to the Greek, maybe?
Yeah, but I don't think they could even get it compared to that, because it was like PG-13, and get him to the Greek's R-rated.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no interest in seeing it in the first place anyway. I had no interest in seeing it when I heard that they were remaking it, but... I kind of figured it would be a steaming pile of crap.
It is a steaming pile of crap. There was a couple, like, there was maybe 5 good jokes throughout the movie, but some really crappy performances from just about everyone. And I just think if it was R-rated, it would have been a lot funnier. It's one of those movies that you could tell they wanted to tell raunchier jokes, but they couldn't, so they just watered down the jokes they wanted to tell.
Isn't the original Arthur R-rated?
It might be, but even if it wasn't, you remember movies back then that weren't R-rated, but they still, like, in today's standards, they would have been?
Yeah, they allowed them to do a lot more.
Fuck. They got away with fucking murder back in the day, but now, fucking, you know, you say one cuss word and you're fucking R-rated.
Yeah. Damn it, IMDb, you and your friggin' redesign. I still haven't figured out how to find everything again. They've moved everything so much. Let's see. Oh, no, it was PG. Okay. Yeah, like, it's PG, and I distinctly remember him saying, what was it, perhaps I should wash your dick for you, you little prick.
They actually have a joke like that in the new one, too.
They got away with it, huh?
Yeah, but it's pretty fucking... Not it's pretty good. Dorky, yeah.
Oh, is it the wash your winky that's on the...
Yeah, It's in the commercial, yeah. Puts the Darth Vader mask on, say, wash your winky. Yeah, it's not very funny.
Well, the original joke was much better simply because it is vulgar, and that's sort of why it works.
The one thing that actually did work was Helen Mirren was pretty funny. And I won't spoil it for anyone, but I can't even say it because I'll spoil it. Shitballs. I don't want to spoil it because it sucks, because some people probably do want to see it. But they try to make... I don't know. Just don't worry about it. The movie sucks. Worst review ever. It was the worst explanation of a movie ever, but that's what you get. Okay, that movie stunk.
It sucks.
It wasn't like Red Riding Hood bad, but it was down there. WB has not been putting out a lot of hits lately.
Yeah. Who is putting out? Like, I'm trying to think who's been the top grossers so far.
Like this year?
Yeah.
I think Paramount might take it this year.
What do they have? They have...
Oh, I don't know. I was just guessing because they got Cap and Thor coming out.
But I don't think... I think they're just distributing. Distributing.
Gotcha. Well, they make a lot of money just from that, though.
That's true.
It's not like they're not coming out on top from doing that.
I don't know the industry numbers, so whatever.
No, I don't know. I'm just, if I had to guess. There hasn't been a lot of good shit coming out, though. And nothing's really been breaking huge records as of yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what actually has.
Stream 4 might put up some big numbers.
I think it's 50-50 with that right now, simply because, like, I remember it, but does the new, I don't know, kids will go see a friggin' horror movie no matter what. So
who's doing Fast Five? That's Universal, eh? That's going to make some thick money.
I think so, yeah. Because the last one made a ton of cash.
Yeah.
I could see it having like a $60 or $70 million weekend. Because didn't it make like 65? Or the last one made like 65 in its first weekend?
Which?
The Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yeah. It did pretty good. We've all done pretty good, actually. Somehow that franchise remains profitable.
It's because it's a simple formula that works. I mean, yeah, you've got all this other stuff going on, but really, when you boil it down to it, it's a cop story. It's a cops and robbers story. Really, when you get down to it. And now they're turning it into like a chase film. But I think it's... I would say it's probably going to be viable for a while. Because I don't see this one bombing. I think this one's probably going to make... It might even be the highest grossing out of all of them.
Yeah, because you got The Rock and shit now.
Yeah, it just looks like a, you know, balls out friggin' action film. And I'm totally for that. And people, you know, can laugh all they want and say, oh, it's retarded or it's stupid or whatever, but so what?
They don't even cost a lot of money. That last one cost $85 million to make, made $353 million.
Yeah, see? They're gonna ride it into the ground, basically.
And that was the most successful one yet.
Yeah.
Like domestically, they started out, the first one made $144 million, second one made $127 million. Tokyo Drift even made $62 million. And then Fast and Furious made $155 million, and they do good overseas too.
You know, Tokyo Drift isn't bad. I think it suffered from certain decisions. Like I don't think they should have been high school students, and I don't think it. I feel like it should have just dealt with one of the characters we already had established. But besides that, it was entertaining. I'm not saying it was a smart film or anything like that, but it was – I mean, I've certainly seen a lot worse. And people throw around that this – you know, like I think – I forget who it was, but somebody was reviewing like Sucker Punch, and they were saying it's the worst movie I've seen in like, you know, 15 years. I'm like, okay.
That's ridiculous.
It can be bad, you could maybe dislike it, but that's not true.
I could think of five off the top of my head that were worse.
Yeah. It's like people have a short attention span. It's like I can think of a lot of dog shit that has come out that is much worse than this.
Well, Red Riding Hood right off the very top of my head. All the Twilight movies.
Yes, because those movies have a poor plot, a poor written story.
There's no substance.
And
fucking vampires.
They are shit films in terms of production. They look like a sci-fi of the week movie.
Oh, they look awful.
Movie of the week.
But teenage girls love them.
That's because they were. Here's the thing. Teenage girls were going to love those films no matter what happened. They would have to have completely clusterfucked the entire storyline, and the story is so completely friggin' simple. It's simple. It's not original. It's the same story that's always been told. You know, two guys fighting over a girl. It really is nothing original. It's very rudimentary. So it's really, really easy to get that story across.
Fast and the Furious, first one there, they made it for $38 million, made $207 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's $207 million then. That's probably like, what, $400 million now?
Oh, yeah. Fuck. And then the second one was made for $76 million, brought in $236 million.
See, that's why they're going to continue, because they're profitable movies, and they're not ridiculously expensive.
No, not at all.
And that's why the franchise works. And I think
how much did the Tokyo Drift there make? I wonder. It doesn't say how much it cost to make, but they still made $158 million.
I'm sure they made more than their money back. I'm positive that movie didn't cost $150 million to make.
I just got a ton of tweets for some reason.
Something going down.
Apparently, my phone is just like shit.
Oh, that's what that is? I was wondering what that was.
Sorry.
Oh, it's not, like, annoying or anything. I just heard something vibrating.
Oh my god, stop goddamn vibrating. It's like vibrating like a motherfucker. I get it. I have a fucking message. My phone was just, like, losing its fucking shit over it. Yeah, so sorry. Anyway, Tokyo Drift, I'm not sure what it cost. I don't think very much. And it made $158 million. And then the most recent one there made $353 million for $85 million budget. That's a hugely successful movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because then they make a ton of movie on video as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they made... probably another...
Well, a few hundred million, easy. Because their profit margin is way higher on video.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say probably like $100 million. I would probably guess that Tokyo Drift is probably in the same range as all the others. And I think you can see, right, I'm just looking at the numbers right here, it probably has something to do with the fact that it did make a lot of money in the States, but it actually made a lot of money overseas. So, and I think that's why they brought back Vin Diesel and Paul Walker, because they realized we got rid of our stars.
Yeah.
And they did the right thing and were like, come on back. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to it. I'll go see it. It's like people will say it's stupid or pointless or childish or whatever. And it's like, what? It's a car racing it's a car racing movie. What did you expect it to be? Are they going to jump? Are they going to drift around a curb while they're screaming out Shakespeare? What are you, a moron? Are we going to see Vin Diesel dancing around in like in ballet on the hood of his car or something? Come on now. This isn't an art house film. This isn't, you know, friggin'. This isn't The King's Speech. It's freaking Fast and the Furious. The only thing they have to do is make sure that the cars go fast and there's a lot of fighting.
And they're furious.
And they're furious.
When Vincent walks in the room, I want him to be furious. I want him to drop kick someone in the throat furiously.
I wonder how often that joke was thrown around and how quickly it took, or how long it took for it to grow old. Because you know, some dipshit out there was like, "I want you to be furious."
And, I bet you the director did it. Justin Lin directed the last one. Yeah. And he also directed Tokyo Drift. Well,
Andy's doing
the new one. Well, look at him go.
And he's got the visual style for it, so it's fine. I don't like I was saying, it's not friggin' rocket science.
No.
It's not.
They're very simple movies.
Yeah. They're supposed to be fun. It's like we were saying last night, it's a quintessential popcorn film, and that's exactly what it needs to be. Anyway.
You know what? I just crapped all over Arthur there. One thing I actually have to give them credit for is that they were smart to not pour a bunch of money into it. You look at a lot of the other comedies coming out now, like that fucking... What was that one Adam Sandler did where they all go to the lake house?
Grown-ups?
Yeah, Grown-ups. That shit costs like $100 million or something ridiculous. How?
Yeah.
They did nothing. They went to a lake house outside Boston.
It's probably their freaking...
it was their salaries.
Salaries.
Oh, guaranteed it was their salaries.
Not to get too off topic, but something about that. Jay Moore, are you familiar with him?
Mm-hmm.
He was on the show I listen to in the mornings called Opie and Anthony. And he was on, and they were actually talking about when Sandler bought like all the guys in the cast a Maserati.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, he bought each of them like a Maserati, and Jay Moore just made the perfect comment. He was like, "Yeah, exactly. Go and buy Maseratis for the five guys that don't need them." It's like, why don't you go out and buy a few things for your crew? Or
true.
It's like, why are you going out and buying $150,000 vehicles for guys who probably made three times that much, you know, working on the film?
Yeah.
But maybe the Maseratis are factored in. Maybe that's why it's so.
Maybe. Well, it cost $80 million to make Grown Ups, and they do next to nothing.
What do you mean? Like in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like I can't see where that $80 million went. When you consider that they made the last Fast and the Furious for the same amount.
Yeah.
That kind of baffles you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I have no idea where it went. Like, what did they spend it on?
Salaries. They made Expendables for like $80 million. And that movie's awesome.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
But it made $270 million, the Grown Ups.
Yeah, well.
But Expendables cost $80 million to make. I made $274 million, so. That just seems like money much more well spent. Because I'm thinking you could have made Grown Ups for half that.
Half that? Hell, you could have made that for
a third of what they spent.
Yeah,
and it could have looked the same.
It's probably. I mean, you're looking at the photos. It's probably that they didn't build anything. It's probably all existing sets, or not even sets. It's existing, structures, so they probably had to pay the whoever owns all this stuff out the ass.
Probably.
Because it seems like they're at an actual legitimate lodge, and you got to think about that. They probably rented out the entire place because you can't have, extras walking around in your back, or not extras, just regular people walking around in your background and screwing up shots.
True. True.
So, I mean, that's just a guess, but I would like to say that it wasn't worth it, but apparently it was, because it made a friggin' boatload of money, because half of America is mentally challenged.
Yeah, and Adam Sandler's movies make a ton on video. They always do.
It's just...
His movies always make a lot of money. They make a lot of money in the theater, and they make a lot of money at home.
It's just one of those things where it's like, all right, we've finally gotten to the point. I don't even... I hate to say it, but I just don't like Adam Sandler anymore. Like, I used to love Billy Madison. I used to love freaking Happy Gilmore. I used to – all those films. But at a certain point, it's like, is this the only trick you got?
Yeah. It's kind of like Chris Farley. I think if he was still around today, I don't think he'd be as funny.
I think he could have been funny. I think he was legitimately funnier. But I think he probably would have gotten caught up in all this because, I mean, Sandler was his friend, so it would probably would have happened.
Oh, he would have definitely been one of the guys. But he was also one of the first guys to get success on his own.
Yeah.
He could have been like John Candy.
Hell, he could have been next Belushi.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's what people compared him to when I heard about it. But,
well, yeah, because Candy wasn't really a drug addict.
I think he did something back in the day.
He probably did. Like, not like Belushi.
Yeah, no.
Belushi was like smoking Jeffries and shit.
He was a machine.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He friggin' was bullets the whole nine. He didn't give a fuck.
Speedballing friggin' whatever it was. But I got off. Just real quick off topic. If you ever get a chance, you should read Jay Mohr's book called Grasping for Airtime, and it's about him being on Saturday Night Live. Remember when I don't know if you remember, but he was like on for, I don't know, a couple seasons?
Yeah.
Like back when like Adam Sandler and all of them were going at it. And it's quite clear that he was like, this, that old entire thing was bullshit. He doesn't like any of them. Because it was pretty much like, he was like, it's just a childish routine. Everyone was fighting over who got on air and who's sketch got this and whose sketch got that, and like he was like, the competition was ridiculous, and he's like, you don't even make that much. Like, yeah, there's the possibility for later, but he apparently he was just like, you know, I can go try and do this on my own. I don't need to be here anymore. Y'all are crazy. You're all gonna like end up killing each other.
Yeah.
Anyway,
didn't he end up getting a TV show?
Yeah, he had a TV show. He's had a couple things.
What happened to his last TV show that he had there? He was a painter.
I think he got canceled. It was just I don't know. It might not. It might still be on. Let me check.
It was a pretty funny show.
I dug it. I dig him as an actor and a comedian. It was a mid-season replacement show, so it might, you know, it could be still going on, but I don't know. No. It was. It ended last year. But, I mean, it was fine. It's just the problem with it was, I think he actually mentioned this on the radio when I was listening to it. He was like, "Yeah, they were the lead in for like Criminal Minds on like some random day," and he's like, "Yeah, that's a great idea. Put me right before the serial killer show. You know, that's when everybody wants to watch a sitcom."
That's pretty funny.
But yeah, he's hilarious. Some of the stories he tells are really funny. He's got another book that's called something like Now I Understand Why My Parents Drank. Because it's like he's a father now and he's like, okay, I get it. So
I totally get it. I know why I used to catch beatings.
Just annoying the shit out of your parents.
Oh yeah, I was a bad, bad kid.
I didn't get into any real trouble. I was just always, I don't know, I always had my head buried in a sketchbook or something. Anyway, not to get off topic.
I think that's it for our random bullshit podcast this week.
I kind of dig the random bullshit podcast more.
Me too.
Feels like it flows a little bit more.
Yeah, it's not as reformed. We know what's going on.
But
not like those losers over at Movie Moan. Trying to fire a little something up. You know what I was thinking about doing was, actually it was Matt's idea, having Russell Brand back on the show to promote Arthur.
Yeah, I bet that would go real well.
I think so.
Yeah, we should give him a call.
He was pretty excited last time.
Yeah.
He gets such nice things to say about us.
I think he
crapped on all Irish people after that.
Wow.
Didn't he? Yeah, he did.
You know what though? I do think that he's a good role model for the UK.
Yeah.
The UK could use a lot more like him. Because,
are we talking about Phil or Russell Brand?
Russell Brand. Because, I mean, really. I mean, I understand Phil's... Well, I don't understand Phil's problem with it, because Russell Brand
That's
is just...
hilarious.
He's a United Kingdom national treasure.
He's hilarious. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And he's married to Katy Perry, and she's fucking hot.
Yeah, I would have to say... Yeah.
They did an interview together for Rolling Stone magazine. It's one of the funniest things I've ever read.
She's pretty funny as well.
Yeah, they were hilarious together. The whole interview was about her sucking his dick.
Really?
Yeah, just about. She was she's like, when we're at home, blah, blah, I'll just suck his dick. And he's like, yeah, she will. She'll suck my dick. It's great.
I get the impression with specifically her, my fiance actually was commenting on it, in that I don't think anybody is in on the, you know, all of her, maybe not all of her fans, but definitely mainstream audiences aren't in on the joke with her, because I think, and she thinks, and I've heard other people talk about this, it almost seems like what she's really doing is parodying pop music. And she's...
Oh, I totally got that.
I mean, if you look at like her videos, she's always making like lewd gestures with her friggin' like that, whatever that song, California Girl. She's friggin' squirting.
And that she's
cream.
A really hardcore Christian too.
Yeah,
it's funny to hear her talk about her actual values, and then you watch her video.
I think she gets it. She knows how to work the system, and she's like, "Look, you know, if this is what you're going to buy into, I'm going to go all out, and I'll be filthy and." Have all sorts of innuendos in my music, and I'll make millions of dollars.
I'm starting to really like Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm going through their site here, and I just came across a hilarious article. Who wears short shorts? Wonder Woman wears short shorts.
I just read that a couple minutes ago.
Apparently, she's actually going to wear short shorts.
Yeah, it looks like there's, what, like three different costumes? Or she's just got multiple costumes, which just makes it... I don't know where that's going.
Did they show the short shorts costume now?
No.
I thought they did.
Or if they did, I haven't seen it.
No.
I'll have to check.
This looks pretty gay. This looks pretty gay. Nope.
And not in that awesome dick-sucking way either.
No, not at all.
Wow. Wow, hold on. I'll show you this. Dead air. Everyone's like, whoa, we don't get to see it.
I'm starting to rethink my list concepts now that I was going through their site. They got some pretty racy lists and whatnot that they did on their own. And some pretty cool ones, like James Bond and shit. I was like, fuck. I didn't know I could go think that far outside the box.
Yeah, I didn't think they would go the distance with that.
I thought they were more of like a reform type site, so I didn't think I could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering about like, you know, language and stuff like that. But
that's why I tried to keep it toned down. If I'd known that, I would have put a lot more Mitch in my article.
Be sure to, yeah, I mean, you can always let them know.
I should have let Pete pitch them. It's funny because whenever I'm writing something and Pete's trying to like, the Men in Black photos.
Yeah, I was just commenting on what is it with Josh Brolin all of a sudden being like this mimic guy? He freaking nails everything. Like, he looked like Bush when he played Bush. Now
he looks like Tommy Lee Jones.
He looks like freaking Tommy Lee Jones.
That's crazy, dude. He always was a good actor, though.
Yeah, he's turned into like a really accomplished like character actor is what he's done.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, what I mean, like, he's got the leading man looks and, like, characteristics, but he's able to act his ass off and really come through on these characters. Now I'm kind of interested in seeing this movie because I want to see his impression of Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, I was probably always going to check it out anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's Men in Black. I'll go see it. It's they've never. It's sort of like Fast and Furious. It's one of those. It's not going to be rocket science.
Oh, they haven't revealed the Wonder Woman costume yet, but they plan to reveal another one, which wears short shorts. That's just bad. The show hasn't even aired yet, and they've already gone through three costumes.
Does it mean that she's wearing short shorts? Like,
you know what's funny though? The top part and the one, the shiny pants. Her tits are ridiculously perked up.
Yeah, it's almost as if it looks uncomfortable.
Yeah, but it looks like great. It looks like some lingerie that your girlfriend will wear.
I think that's what people had a problem with. Did you really have to? Like, we understand why you did it, but it doesn't have any sort of practicality.
Oh, I don't care. If I watch this show, that's what it'll be for. Because Wonder Woman's cool.
Yeah. Bring back Jiggle TV.
Yeah. And short charts won't hurt.
I just, the only thing I'm just disappointed in is she doesn't really have an ass.
She doesn't?
Well, she's got one, but let me see if
can't tell from these pictures.
There were some, I mean, it was when she was running, so it was kind of.
She's got some great tits on her.
Yeah, they're not real, though.
Oh, I don't care. Whatever. I'll settle. I like strippers, remember? Coco. My friend with Ice-T's wife. Trying to steal her away from him.
Wow, I didn't know she was a blonde.
Is she?
Yeah, let me show you. Right there. I don't know why it went to. Is this UGO that sent me here? Or? Yeah, it is. Okay. Oh, that's kind of cool. They got a little bio for.
They're just everywhere, these motherfuckers.
She looks better as a blonde.
Yeah. And her tits actually look real in that picture.
Yeah.
They must be new then.
I think the what is it
called? Oh, I think it's a push-up bra. So I don't think it's. I think they are real. I think it's just the bra she's wearing.
Yeah, I think it's just.
It's meant to make them look that way.
Yeah, they've got them slammed in there.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, bam. Like emerald.
She's got. I don't know what it is about her facial features that I'm just. It's not that she's not attractive. It's just that she doesn't. I don't know. She looks a little.
Impose that like empowering woman.
She still looks kind of childish, I guess is what you could say. And there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. It just doesn't seem to fit with Wonder Woman.
That's it for the cutoff for the podcast.
Another man, stuck again.